3.
That was too provocative, going to see him.
How could I make any intelligent decision about him without meeting him?
You could have called him in. You didn't have to show your face.
It's on the front of my head. And bringing him in would be even more provocative.
You know what's going on right now. You know it's only beginning. Now you've put a target on him.
I don't see how. He's never had even the slightest military training. He's useless to them.
Whoever them is, are they going to think that matters? Ender Wiggin aced all the tests. Dabit Ochoa aced all the tests. This is a matter of record. And yes, of course they'll find a way to access those records.
I wish I had foreseen all these potential consequences.
You foresee everything.
I'm not God, you know. If he sees everything either, which I'm not sure he does.
You want them to take him.
A child? You think I want them to?
I think you want to see what he'll do.
He's 10. Which of the other kids was able to do anything?
You placed a tracker on him.
Them would find anything like that.
You just can't stand to let anybody in on your plans, even when it's their legal responsibility to know what you're doing to a child.
It's sweet that you imagine I have plans. That's why I shouldn't have admirers working with me.
I don't admire you. I distrust you intensely.
Yet you're sure I have a plan.
You always have plans. 64 layers deep, and reaching forward generations.
I have aspirations. Let's watch Dabit carefully and see who does have plans for him.
The day after the Minister of Colonization visited him, Dabit went to school as he normally did, but he could hardly concentrate on anything. Not that he needed to concentrate in order to answer in-class questions or deal with teachers, but he kept spinning through the tests that the minister had assigned to him. The first test had been explicit. Figure out the qualities of a good colony leader and then see which of those qualities Dabit lacked. Answers that immediately came to mind were, "I don't make friends with other children. I'm arrogant and they resent me."